Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. A key leadership announcement made this week after the holiday break by Walmart. The company said Tuesday it has hired former Amazon executive Suresh Kumar into a newly elevated role of Chief Technology Officer and Chief Development Officer, reporting directly to CEO Doug McMillon. Kumar will join the company July 8th and will be based primarily in the company's Sunnyvale, California office in Silicon Valley. Kumar most recently worked for Google, where until his transition to Walmart in July, he serves as Vice President and General Manager of Display, Video, App Ads, and Analytics. Previously, he was Corporate Vice President of Microsoft's Cloud Infrastructure and Operations. Before Microsoft, he spent 15 years at Amazon in several roles, including Vice President of Technology for Retail Systems and Operations and Head of Amazon's Retail Supply Chain and Inventory Management Systems. Walmart said Kumar is not a replacement for Jeremy King. That's the former Chief Technology Officer for Walmart U.S., who recently left for a similar role at Pinterest. That job has not yet been filled, but whomever it is will report to Kumar, as well as Greg Foran, CEO of Walmart U.S. That story was reported online this week by Kim Souza. You can find more details at nwabusinessjournal.com. We'll be back with more after a quick break. You're listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report here on Ozarks at Large.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology, with opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
Quality of life amenities play an important part in Northwest Arkansas's growth and economic success. They help make the region more attractive to people relocating here, and the formula is working. Recent estimates by the U.S. Census Bureau show Bentonville to be the fastest growing city in Arkansas, and that Northwest Arkansas population growth has accounted for about 87% of the state's overall increase in this decade. One of those amenities that has become popular is a professional sporting event. Next month, the LPGA Tour will make its annual stop at Pinnacle Country Club in Rogers for the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship. It's the week of June 24th through the 30th, and since that rain-shortened inaugural tournament in 2007, it's grown to a week-long celebration of all that Northwest Arkansas has to offer. And that's food festivals, concerts, charitable events, and much more over the course of 7 days. Jay Allen is the tournament chairman of the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship, and we spoke recently about preparations for this year's event and what makes it so successful. So successful, in fact, that last year the LPGA Tour selected the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship as the tour's 2018 Tournament of the Year.
This was the LPGA Tournament of the Year last year, as determined by members of the LPGA. Had some player input, had a lot of input from different entities. What does that say that this event has become one of, if not the premier, take away your major championships, but regular tour stops on the LPGA Tour, there's not one that gets better than this.
Yeah, we're really proud of it, Paul. A lot of people responsible for that. You mentioned volunteers and the sponsors. But, yeah, what happened is the LPGA year ends in November with a tournament, and they do awards at the end of the year. And we submit, as do a lot of the tournaments, for different awards. But the tournament of the year is not a submission. They proactively vote the best tournament of the year, and we got it. And it's just very, very proud for the community and our sponsors. I think what separates us, because we obviously get a lot of feedback from players and the tour, and what separates us from a lot of the tournaments, maybe not all of them, is just the community, overall community engagement here. It's a big deal in Northwest Arkansas. 80 players stay in private homes. You know, we take real care of the sponsor experience. You look at the logos, the sponsors that are out there, Walmart, P&G, it's just a who's who of corporate America. So in all aspects, it all comes together. But the volunteer base, we've over 13 years, we've got a volunteer base of 750 to 800. So it all has kind of come together. We just got to keep it together.
You can't take those volunteers for granted. Like you say, if you don't have 750 volunteers to work this tournament, you don't have a tournament.
You cannot do a tournament, a professional golf tournament, without volunteers. And they are volunteers. They don't get paid. You know, they get meals and shirts and things like that. And we are still looking for volunteers, by the way. And the easiest way to buy tickets, look at volunteers. The other things, nwachampionship.com.
What all goes into tournament week now? We've got a food festival. We have different sideline events. We have things for all kinds of people who maybe won't even come to the golf course or go to the golf tournament. What all goes on during tournament week?
Yeah, we've wanted it to be more than just golf. It was just about golf in the early days, and now it's a week-long, a week of just different things and different moving parts. The golf tournament's over the weekend. There's a food event now in Bentonville called Bite, and that's on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night. That has sold out every year that we've done it. This is, the fifth year that we've done it. There's typically concerts. There's charitable events. It's back to the tournament of the year. It's because all these things that happen over the course of 7 days beyond just golf. We've really worked hard, too, to have a family atmosphere, you know, at the tournament, and there's a big, big kids center on site that's got a last couple of years has had a STEM or a STEAM focus. You can go in there and have more of an educational, fun experience. So we're trying to appeal to everybody.
Let's talk about the infrastructure and the build out over there on the corner of 16 and 17, marketed as the loudest hole on LPGA Tour. I think you told me one time that's the largest infrastructure build out of any tournament stop on the tour.
It is. I don't know the square footage off the top of my head, but we were told last year it is the biggest build on the LPGA Tour. And a lot of it is because you have the hospitality on 18 for sponsors, but a lot of bleachers out there. And then, as you say, the 16-17 build out. That's become our brand. Most of the players, maybe not every one of them, but most of the players really like it because there's no hole like it on the tour. The PGA Tour has Phoenix, but there's no hole like it. And it's that one hole where we try to control it to some degree, but kind of the typical rules of golf go out the window. And we don't want people screaming when you're putting or hitting, but otherwise it's a little louder than most other holes.
Talk about the economic impact of any professional sports event in Northwest Arkansas. I know you don't have a number, but just talk about the impact of having a professional sports event here. And you mentioned the food festivals that go with it, the people that stay in the hotels, and everybody that comes to this region. You know, I've talked about it before. It's another quality of life amenity that is on the roster for Northwest Arkansas. It's a big impact in this, June time slot now that it's settled into every summer.
The reason we have Walmart as our title sponsor, our mission, golf tournaments have different reasons for existing. This one exists to improve the quality of life in Northwest Arkansas. That's why we exist. I don't have a number on the economic impact, but there certainly is one. I can talk anecdotally. You have 144 players. And caddies, in some cases relatives, that come in here, use our airport. A lot of them stay in the hotels and eat and all those things. There we have volunteers that come in here from other places. So there's a variety of economic impact to the region.
And that's Jay Allen, who's the tournament chairman for the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship at Pinnacle Country Club in Rogers. Tournament week is June 24th through the 30th. Total prize money is $2 million, with $300,000 going to the winner. For more information, you can visit nwachampionship.com. And a final golf note before we say goodbye today, Randy Herbin has been named executive director for the First Tee of Northwest Arkansas. Herbin was most recently CEO of Moxie Ox, a printing business in Springdale. He was part of an investment group that bought the business in 2012, and he'll remain a co-owner of the business. The First Tee is a national youth organization that introduces kids to the game of golf and its inherent values. Herbin is replacing Elizabeth Pringer, who has accepted a job as strategic gifts officer for the Jones Trust in Springdale. And that is our program today here on the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. We'll be back on Sunday morning with another edition here on Ozarks at Large. Until then, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.